They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini. They're the Combini. They're the Combini. They're the Combini Boys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty well. It's nice to be back to back here talking Combini after a long time off. We're back in the groove, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It's exciting to be back again. Like, I think last episode was the first time we'd done anything in 4 months, maybe three or four months. Maybe,
yeah, easily.
Yeah. And it seemed like people were excited. Like, so, you know, we got some comments, like, great to see y'all back. And so that was really, really nice.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Appreciate that. Yeah. Well, should we jump into it, Mike? As usual, there's plenty to talk about this week at the Combini.
There sure is, Matt. And, you know, let's just cut straight to the chase. You know, Matt, I want to pick up a topic that we started talking about last week. And I want to do a deep dive into this, Matt, because I think that this is an important topic. So, Matt, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. If you don't remember, Matt, do you remember last week? I picked up one of my items.
Yeah.
I picked up one of my items. This is the 3.0 milligrams of iron. This is the liver stick.
Yeah. Yep.
Liver stick, smoke and bar and pepper, Matt. And this was it's kind of like a hot dog. It's like a processed sort of stick that's made of liver, Matt. And we talked a little bit about this, and I was saying how, like, I don't, you know, these types of items have really, have increased in quantity these days. Mm-hmm. So Matt, I just want to, like, ask you, like, how aware are you of, like, this, the salad chicken, these sort of bars, these kind of stick processed items? Is this something on your radar? Like, how much, you know, like, are you, like, do you have a good sense of what's going on here?
In Japan, you mean?
In Japan, I'm talking about at the Combini.
No, I think, you know, I feel like I'm way behind mm-hmm. on this, because you introduced me to salad chicken mm-hmm. probably a year and a half too early in the podcast, and I just couldn't believe I no reason I shouldn't. You know, Japan's known for naming stuff with wacky English names all the time, but salad chicken, that sounds kind of ridiculous. And then it's just chicken breast or whatever,
yeah,
packaged with some kind of flavoring on it. Mm-hmm. And I was astonished even last week when you showed the array of salad chicken that exists. I mean, it was a batter. It was like a battalion of salad chicken. I mean, I was staggered. No, I'm way behind on this.
Yeah, I thought so too. And that's why I wanted to kind of, like, take a second here to, like, and I think some of our listeners, well, if you know, this has been kind of like a frog boiling sort of, you know, in hot water situation. So let's just take us back, Matt. Let's go back to the original, the classic, the legend. We're talking about salad chicken.
It looks so gross.
It's salad chicken. All right. And what is it? So, Matt, the reason it looks like this, what it is it's breast meat, like a chicken breast that's been slow cooked, you know, like slowly heated. What is it called in English? Where you
like sous vide?
Sous vide style.
Really?
Chicken, Matt.
Oh.
Yes. So this is like slowly.
Well, that's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, and it is. I will say, like, you'd be surprised. It's very soft. You know, it kind of, like, falls apart.
Wow.
And this is kind of where it started, Matt, with the salad chicken. And like you said, like, an interesting name, like, salad chicken. This is, you think, like, oh, this is related to salad in some way. No, this is a full, like, new product, Matt. Salad chicken, you know, is here to stay. This is a product in itself. This sort of, like, slow sous vide. Is that what you call it?
Sous vide
chicken, Matt. Okay. All right. So let's take us back. So this is the original. This is where it all started. And Matt, this is a picture from 2017, Matt.
You got
and
a whole timeline.
This is 2017, where 3 years in a row, salad chicken has increased in sales. 97% up at supermarkets.
That's amazing.
Amazing. And Matt, this is just, I'm giving you a picture of, this is at the convenience. This is 7 years ago, Matt. This is what we're looking at. Okay, what do we got? We got salad chicken. We got a couple different flavors. We got plain, we got sort of herb, we've got smoked. But besides that, you know, this section, we're looking at ham, we're looking at bacon, yeah, we're looking at, you know, shredded cabbage.
Wieners.
You know, this is a bag of wieners. A bag of wieners. That's what this section used to look like, Matt. And like you mentioned, things have changed. This is a picture that I took just the other day when I went to Family Mart. So here we go, Matt. This is what this section looks like now. We've got, here's salad chicken here. This is the old, you know, that's what we had, but it's extended, Matt.
They're hanging and sitting.
Oh, they're sitting, they're hanging, Matt. We've got new types of names, Matt. So the original salad chicken is still there. Now we have something called grilled chicken, Matt. Is this sous vide grilled chicken? Does that make sense? We've got sticks. This is a name of a product. Sticks.
Well, that looks like the crabs. Those are crab sticks, though, right? Oh, yeah, the fake crab sticks.
Oh yeah, yeah. These are sticks. Yeah.
Oh, but those ones next to it. Oh, you're just saying stick. There's a new line of sticks.
They're sticks, Matt. Look. So yeah, if you can see, this is called a stick. This is a salad chicken stick. Then we've got bars, Matt. We've got a salad chicken bar. Okay, we've got sticks and bars all over the place. So this is in my Family Mart, man. This is Lawson.
Oh,
this is
okay.
Lawson.
So this is not the same Konbini.
Not the same Konbini.
Okay,
but Matt,
thank God.
To give you a sense, like, here's the sandwiches, here's the bentos, and in between that, you've got a whole zone now. Dedicated.
Well, the question I gotta say, you know, it's a zero sum game in there. So, Do you have any sense of what it replaced?
That's a really good question, Matt. I think if we go back to our picture, it's perhaps replace some of these vegetables, like
shredded
fresh
cabbage.
bags of cabbage. And maybe some other kind of like processed meat snacks that maybe they had there. I'm not exactly sure. That's a really good question. But needless to say, Matt, things have gotten a little bit out of control. And so I'd like your thoughts, like getting a sense again now, just how much these products have increased. Like what are your thoughts?
Well, it is a huge amount of shelf space that these are taking up. What is the difference between a stick and a bar?
It's a very good question. I'm not sure. Let's take another look. We've got, okay. So this is the kamaboko, the like fake
crab
meat.
That's a stick.
That's a stick. We've got here, this is tampakushitsu, so 12 grams of protein salad chicken stick. This is also a stick. Mm-hmm. Here we've got tampakushitsu 10 gram salad chicken bar.
Bar.
It looks like a stick.
Smaller?
Maybe. It looks like stick is more like a hot dog, you'd imagine.
A hot dog,
and then
a
bar is more like a kind of like a... I don't know, because look at this. This is a salmon stick. That looks very similar.
Salmon?
That's salmon, Matt. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah, hold on, Matt. All right. Right.
Wait, so this, just real quick here, because, you know, the Konbini, we've talked about how the Konbini abstracts food.
Well,
we've seen the pizza-flavored pizza chip. Oh. Okay, yeah.
I see where you're going. So let me just give our viewers an image of what you're about to talk about.
Well, are we talking about the pizza sando now?
Well, no, we're talking about the platform that you were just getting into.
That's what they've discovered. They walked into a chicken salad. This is a platform. Yeah, this is like Toyota TNGA. There's modular architecture. This is a whole thing. This isn't about chicken. This is about modularity. Yeah. But the chicken salad, you know, that first one you showed me, it was a chicken breast. You would look at that and you'd say, that's obviously a chicken breast.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't look particularly appetizing. It's very pale. Looks like sort of, you know, I don't know. It's on its like last breath sort of thing. But if it's sous vide, that makes sense, because sous vide, unless you quickly grill it or something at the end, it's not going to acquire any color because it's not in direct contact with heat.
Yeah.
But that looks like a chicken breast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The bars, the sticks. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know what those are. Absent the label, and I am just absolutely flabbergasted. That's salmon. We're looking at
salmon,
sort of a tan stick. Yeah. It looks like packaged mud or something like this. It has no hint of pink. It has no resemblance to it's a stick. It looks like a large finger. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that salmon or anybody would even want to. They must pulverize it into mush and then obviously fill it in bolts and package it. Yep. And the amount of packaging on these things is the other thing that stands out. You know, it's the same amount of packaging you get if you were to buy like a USB cable or a mouse or something, where the packaging is completely disproportionate to the product itself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're right, Matt. Yeah, it's
staggering.
It's staggering, and so I want to just jump into a couple. So we've seen. I just want to get your thoughts on a couple of these bars, sticks. Just to get a sense of like how far they're pushing this package right now. So, all right, Matt, first, this is, I think you saw this one. I think you'd be surprised that there's a little bit of a twist here, Matt. This is this is the sea stick, they're calling it, the seafood stick. And this is a fake meat or fake crab meat stick. However, Matt, this has inside of it mentaiko and mayonnaise inside of the stick, Matt. All right, let's, you know, feel free to jump in when you got a comment. Here's another. We've got, actually, I don't know.
I would eat that.
Yeah, we got a tofu bar, Matt.
Well, tofu bar, you'd expect tofu to be that shit. That's what tofu, you know, it takes a squarish form.
Exactly. I agree. This looks nice. It's got edamame and
hijiki. And hijiki. I like hijiki.
Yeah, yeah. So this is,
I would eat that.
Yeah, I'm trying to give a sense. This is not all negative. Not all negative. So let's look again. Here we've got this is a fried kamaboko stick. However, Matt, something troubling here. We've got okonomiyaki fumi.
Fumi,
Matt.
Fumi.
Fumi.
Fumi, everybody.
Fumi.
No, you won't fool me with fumi, everybody. They should hand those kanji out at customs.
Yeah.
Yes, keep your eyes out for fumi. It means bullshit.
Yeah, it means not actually the thing. Yeah. All right, Matt. And then we've got this is the ganmo bar. Remember, ganmo is a staple of oden. So this is a oden in the form of a bar.
How do you take it out of its habitat like that? You know,
I don't know how much juice is left. I don't know. So, Matt, we've seen, and one other characteristic I just kind of like to point to is you can see that every single item, it always has how much protein it has in it. Like,
well,
as
this
part
seems
of the
to be
name.
A huge thing now. I see that everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, this is, it's almost, you know, one troubling thing I kind of want to get your thought on that I've noticed in the States, this has been going back to even, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, college. In the States, like we've come to refer, like, it's not meat. It's like, pick your protein, you know, like pick your protein, you know,
so
it's not
true.
Even an animal. It's like, just
so
pick
true.
Your slop, you know?
So true.
And, you know, I think I'm worried maybe Japan is going in that way of like, food is no longer food. It's just kind of like it's like nutritional content. You know what I mean?
I never even thought about it. It's so true. Yeah. What's your protein? And, you know, people are always expecting a protein with their meal. It's so true. And for whatever reason, protein has acquired these mystical qualities, you know, where everybody is just in search of protein. And what they're packaged actually here, you know what, you can get protein Cheez-Its, protein packed Cheez-Its.
Wow.
Yeah, protein packed cookies. It's a huge market. Just protein wherever you can find it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So maybe Japan's even running behind. One closing thing, Matt, I kind of wanted to point out, you know, we were talking about, is this a pizza sand? Are we talking about a pizza sand sort of situation? Another one, Matt, you know, I hear bar, I hear stick, I think block.
The OG.
I think the Calorie Mate block. If you don't know Calorie Mate, it's Japan. It's kind of like a, what the hell is it? It's a miracle food. It's not even food. It's just strictly nutritional content in the form of a biscuit, I guess.
So when I fell for that shit so hard. I would be like, oh man, I need a Calorie Mate like now. And it's like, it's cookies.
Yeah,
it's bland cookies. But I, even today, I wouldn't just casually buy a Calorie Mate. This is like, you know, you got half a heart left kind of thing. You know, that's when you pull into the convenience and you pick up a Calorie Mate.
Yeah, I agree. And Matt, I don't know if you knew this. I just discovered this. Guess who makes Calorie Mate, Matt?
I have no idea.
Our old friends at Otsuka. AKA
Bacardi
Sweat. Yeah.
So these guys, they got it's a lab. This is the real deal lab. Then.
They've got all, like, let's say Japan, you know, the yen continues to increase or like decrease in price. No longer can they even import anything at all. You know, I think Otsuka will be, you know, it'll just be people living off of Bacardi Sweat and Calorie Mate. Well, and maybe those salmon bars. Yeah.
Salmon bars. Well, you know, what's the domestic production look like on those things? Hopefully, Bacardi Sweat is made in Japan. It's got to be.
Oh, we got to look into that. I would be, if they aren't, the Japanese government, the defense, you know, department needs to take a look at that because that could be bad, Matt. So,
that was, that is shocking. That transformation in a matter of just a few years, just overtaking a whole shelf of stuff.
I know
that, Matt, section has got to be as big as the onigiri section.
Oh my gosh. Bigger? Yeah. Soon to be, I guess it's of equal stature now, the bars and the sticks and the
staggering.
Yeah, man. So
staggering.
Well, thanks for, you know, going through that with me. I hope that we're on the same, you know, I think we're on the same wavelength now about what's going on. And
it's hard to keep up if the stuff is unfolding that fast. I will say it's funny, you know, we're next going to talk about, of course, chicken. It's the Chicky Wars segment. And God, you just realize the konbini is just it's always got some new, not just a huge innovation. You got onigiri.
Okay.
You got salad chicken and boneless fried chicken. I mean, it is just incredible what these guys have done. But Mike, this week we got two chickies to talk about, both from Lawson.
Okay.
And first we're going to take a look at a karaage. Oh no, this is an L chicky. I'm sorry.
Okay. Ooh, wow. All right.
It does look pretty good, Mike. This is the sauce in El Chiki Taru Taru Nanban Aji. So that's in reference to the Nanban chicken dish, which I think the sauce is pretty much just tartar sauce. The
sauce, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
And it does appear, Mike, that they have adapted the Karaage-kun under the skin injection technology. They brought that to the El Chiki. So it's not just a nugget that's pumped up. This thing is a whole chiki. And I got to say, this thing, it looks like a gusher.
Oh, what, my God.
What do you think, Mike? You into this one?
I am into this one. Yeah, you're right. Wow. If you can watch the YouTube, you know, turn it on to... It's probably be about 20 minutes in. I don't know, but man, the juice on that chicken and then that tartar sauce. I'm going to have to give this a try. I will say, you know, they can barely hold those chicken nuggets together when they pack in that sauce. If this this whole it might be too much juice, too much fluid in there. I'm not sure. So I'd be interested to see if this thing holds together or kind of explodes. You know, that would be my concern.
It's always a concern with Chicky. Okay, Mike. So we got that. And then we have a Karaage-kun.
Oh, my.
Mike, one of the greatest flavors of all time. Shikwasa. Comes from Okinawa. It's a citrus. Nobody really knows what it is. But it looks like a lime. It's not a lime. I don't even know if it has juice. It has more of a scent. It kind of has that yuzu vibe. But Mike, here we are. We got Karaage-kun, the mascot. He's got the Okinawa dress going. This guy's living large in the tropics. What do you think of this one? I think we've seen this one before. Shikwasa, that's a flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we've seen this before too, but it's always great to get festive, you know? And Matt, I got to be honest, like Shikwasa is eternally like within my mind and heart linked with you. And what is it again? Like when did, cause I remember there were a number of years back.
Yeah.
You got into Shikwasa and every time I talked to you, you said Shikwasa.
Well, we took a vacation to Okinawa and it is everywhere. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting Shikwasa and Okinawa. And it's such a fun word, Shikwasa. And it is really nice. You know, if you like citrus, it's refreshing, especially in Okinawa where it's hot. It's nice to have something to cool down and feel refreshed.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a great flavor. I like it in like chuhais as well. You know, it's nice. Just any citrus, absolutely. You know, lemon or... Yeah, like you said, the lime or the yuzu, you know. Yeah, no, I'm sure it's great. Give a little kick. I love a little kick in the old chicken.
All right, Mike, that wraps up the Chicky Wars this week. Mm-hmm. It's time to look at items of the week. Mm-hmm. We got rid of the scoreboard. We've explained that enough why. So we're just going to jump right into this. This is my favorite part.
Me too.
Every week. I can't wait to see what you've cooked up here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right, Matt. So what is this? This is Hyoketsu, who are, you know, the legends behind Chuhai at the Konbini, the true staple Chuhai. The lemon Hyoketsu, I think, is one of the true staples of the Japan mm-hmm. and the Konbini. But anyway, Matt, this is a new line that Hyoketsu is bringing out. Yeah, new line. Kirin is the maker of Hyoketsu, but I bring out the Motainai series, Matt. And as you know, Motainai means... you know, like try not to waste things.
Yeah.
Is a popular phrase in Japan. Motainai, like, oh, don't throw that out. That's motainai, you know. So what they're doing is they're making this Motainai series. And basically the thrust of it is they're trying to reduce the food loss problem that's, you know, throughout the world, just wasted food, basically. And so with this line of the Motainai series, what they're doing is, for example, this Chuhai, instead of using, they're using, you know, like fruits that normally they would throw out because they like the shape was wrong. Oh. Or these things they throw away, they're using to make this.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea, yeah. And then they're also, for each sale, I think, of the Motainai Chuhais, they're donating 1 yen, which is not much, but, you know, it can go a long way, to farmers, to the like, farming industry in Japan. So, I thought this was kind of cool. Who knows how much impact it'll have, but it's nice just to, you know, these sorts of things I think are nice to see.
I love it, Mike. That's a great idea. And, you know, Motainai, it's actually, I think a lot of Americans recognize that term. It's another one of these everyday Japanese sayings that has become a sort of religion over here because it's acquired the mysticism of the Japanese. But I got to say, how many pears are they using if it's 0.2% fruit juice? In a can, Mike. I'm a little suspicious about the size of the impact with that little fruit juice, which isn't uncommon. We've seen decimal points and fruit juice percentages before. Mm. I even say we see them regularly.
Yeah.
But I love the idea. I think this should be spread across multiple product lines. I think that would be great. And the can is stunning. It even has, beautiful. It looks to have some texture to it. You know, I'm zooming in here and it looks like it has even a wave pattern on the can. So you'd, that's actual, not just, two-dimensional dimples they've created with shading. Those are real, patterns on the can. Beautiful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even notice. That's stunning. That's wow. Okay.
Beautiful. I love it. Great idea. Nice pickup there, Mike. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
My item this week, I can't remember. Oh boy.
Oh, wow.
I wish I hadn't remembered it.
Going on here.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. So Mike, we're at 7-Eleven and we're looking at the ham and the macaroni salad roll pan sandwich. So we got, you know, Japan's known for putting weird stuff in rolls.
Yeah.
We have the whipped cream and the fruit. We have, of course, the yakisoba roll. But here, Mike, we have macaroni salad with ham covered in mayonnaise. And that is just sitting in a little submarine roll. I got to say, Mike, I wrote about this in the newsletter. I started watching Oz. I don't know if you've seen Oz before, the HBO show about life in a maximum security prison.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, you serve this to one of those guys, next move, you're getting a swastika branded right on your ass cheek. That's the next step. You serve this thing in there. This is the laziest item I've seen out of 7-Eleven in a while. And that's saying something.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I totally agree. Like you said, like Japan has a habit of putting strange things into sandwiches, often hot dog rolls. And I got to be honest, the ones that rub me the hardest or the worst or whatever is the sort of the carbs inside. Like, so for example, potatoes. You know, the noodles. The starch inside of starch, because you know, like here we have macaroni salad, which is starch inside of a roll, which is starch. Yeah. Like I think we've seen potato salad inside of these before.
I was just thinking that potato salad, yeah.
It's just not right, you know, like it would be like putting mashed potatoes on top of rice or something, you know. It's just not like it just doesn't make sense. And
slow down.
So yeah, I hear you, Matt. I'm not a fan of this. I think we need to, you know, I might even rather have a stick or a bar than eat this thing, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe. Oh God, stick or a bar, ham and macaroni. Okay, oh, Mike. Details. Am I meant to click details here? No.
Oh no, that's just more explanation about the Motai knife.
I see. All right. So let's go to item number two. Let's see where we're going.
Okay.
Family Mart. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I like the name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Oh boy, internet breakdown here. Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
All right, Matt. So this is coming out of Family Mart. This is the butter chicken curry naan, Matt. And this piqued my interest because at the convenience tried to do naans in various forms. Mm. You know, over the past couple of years. And I don't think they've really like done great. You know, we kind of like the pizza roll. Sometimes we see like the naan version of that, or, you know, maybe they try to sell a naan. So this is, I have to say the reason this, you know, I picked this up because this definitely looks the most like a real naan of any product we've seen from the konbini so far. You know, apparently butter chicken is inside there.
Inside.
So that, that'll be interesting. You know, but I just say I'm interested. I'd be interested in trying this. It's definitely the most non-looking thing that we've seen out of the konbini.
Yeah, it's got kind of like a fabric look to it. You know, it's kind of folding onto itself. Looks like it's got a nice chew to it. It looks light, and then to think that stuff with butter chicken, that sounds really good.
Yeah, Oh yeah. Yeah.
$156.
$1.56. Wait a second. How big is this? Cutting board. It's on a cutting board, so it looks like almost like a full size knob. But
yeah.
Now that's I'm starting cheap. To think this thing might be a hot dog roll sized item or even smaller.
I'd be fine with that. It is That is a price right there. 156 yen. That's
don't convert it to dollars. Don't do it.
All right, Mike. We're gonna head over now to 7-Eleven. All right, Mike. We got a gummy candy here.
What?
Gummy candy. And what's the big deal? Gummy candy. Well, what caught my eye about this one, Mike, was the picture on the fruit package. You know, I'd never seen a fruit like it. It's this, it looks like a tropical fruit. It's kind of like a big bulb. And then it's got these sort of alienish antenna coming out of it. And then you peel and the fruit's revealed. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting fruit. I've never heard of that. And then I checked out the name. And it's the Uchacha no Mi is what they're calling it. It's like, Uchacha, what is Uchacha? That's an interesting, I've never heard of this Uchacha fruit. Well, Mike, Uchacha does not exist. This is a made up fruit. This is part of a series by Conro the Candy Company. They are actually, they have something called the Kuso, what are they calling it? The Kuso Kajitsu. Yes, they are making up fruit. This is their second. And not only do they make the fruit up, they actually create backstories. So if you head over to their Twitter account, they have a Twitter account dedicated to the series. You'll see characters, in this case, a researcher and some kind of adventurer. They're in the jungle, Mike, and they see monkeys flying. What could they be going after? Well, they're going after the Uchacha fruit, Mike, which they say actually hovers in air. That's just how it grows, lives. It just hovers in air. And they create these these backstories for these fake fruits. And there it is. The full name is actually the Ulares Uchacha. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Ulares Uchacha. And then they go another step further and make a gummy candy out of it. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was really neat.
Holy crap, Matt. I was just absolutely blown away. Absolutely. This is one of the coolest things I think I've heard of recently.
This was neat.
This is contemporary art. You know, this is very, very interesting. To be honest, I saw the newsletter and I sort of like looked at this section, but I thought it was just like, I thought you had just like created some, like you had used,
I do believe this does look like it was created by Midjourney or something. So I think this may have had its origins in some AI factory.
Okay. But you know, I gotta say that, this is just so cool. I putting aside the AI stuff, I was blown away. Like I said, like I was expecting one thing, and this whole story and backstory, the Twitter, the sort of like, yeah, like deep backstory about this stuff is just so cool and fun. And
totally.
Wow. What is it? A Kuso Kajitsu Lab. Yeah. Everybody follow this. I mean, this is
check out the account. It's really cool.
This is so cool. Oh my gosh. I wish, to be honest, just one last aside. If this is AI, I would hope that this is like how we will use AI. Like this is a great, 100%. Like fun, like interesting thing. So anyways,
totally agree. I thought that was really neat. Right. Our last item from you this week, Mike, what do we got? Where are we going? Oh, Seiko. Okay.
Yep. Just a simple classic. Thinking back, I might've picked this up maybe 2.5 years ago, something similar. But anyways, this is Seiko Mart. Matt, it's getting hot. And what keeps you cooler than mint? And we've got two items. We've got a mint, Wamint mojito. So that's a mint mojito.
Delicious.
Canned. Yeah, canned mojito. And then a chocolate and Wamint mint parfait, Matt. So
I'm missing that.
Oh, yeah. Just
there it is.
I just thought, you know, what's better on a hot day than either of these things than a canned mojito or a, you know, nice chocolate and mint parfait. So just getting excited for the summer here.
Beautiful. You gotta get both. You gotta get the mojito and the parfait. That's how you do that, everybody.
Oh yeah.
But who doesn't like a mojito?
No, man. Best. One of the best.
They're the best.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, canned cocktails have really blossomed here in America. They just like blew up all of a sudden. Maybe because of the high noon stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't think I've seen a mojito yet. And that's a damn shame, especially here. I like they're using Japanese mint. I don't know if that's different from regular mint, but probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably. Probably. Theoretically.
Theoretically. All right, Mike.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, well, what do you got?
No. I was just going to say, I did a quick just search on Google. Japanese mint did come up something in Wikipedia. So apparently it is a, you know, Asian mint, they call it as well.
Well,
so,
there's Thai basil. Why can't there be Japanese mint? There's Thai basil.
Very good point. Very good point.
Thank you. All right. Last item from me, Mike. I got to say, I'm sorry to bring it up after looking at the mojito there. We got mayonnaise chips, Mike.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, mayonnaise flavored potato chips. It gets worse, though, because these are, I don't know if you see these. These things are like hockey pucks here. It almost looks like sliced banana. These are triple thickness, Mike, of all the chips, of all the chip flavors out there. Now, they could have done this to the pizza flavored potato chip flavored pizza. I got that right. They could have done that, but no, they're going to do it to the mayonnaise flavored chips, Mike. What's up with that?
Oh, geez. This is kind of like my worst nightmare.
Oh my God.
I can't really. Yeah, you're right. Like it's not like if it was just chips, like thin chips.
Yeah.
They would be forgivable. I think they'd still be suspect, but to make these triple thick, there's just something that doesn't sit right about that, right? Like you just imagine this like thick kind of like processed form of mayonnaise that you just kind of like bite into and it crackles.
Oh
like
God.
It's just not right, like across the board. Matt, this is one of the worst items I think I've seen. I don't know. Maybe do you see any sort of angle to this? Like, are there people who just love mayonnaise? Like they just want to eat mayonnaise by the bucket? Like what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. Kewpie mayonnaise has also taken on some sort of legendary status here. And so I bet you slap Kewpie mayonnaise potato chips here. These things, $10 a bag. You get that on eBay. Yeah. Actually, you know what we could do? Right now, these are trading for, sorry, I hate to do this to you, but 163 yen, that's about $1.02. We could import these bulk, sell them, I'm telling you, $8-$9. We just have to get the word Kewpie on there, because it's got to be Kewpie mayonnaise. All right, sorry, man. I think I broke you. I'm sorry. Let's forget about that. I really regret bringing it up.
Check all right, Matt. Well,
watch the reverse carry trade, everybody. Keep your eyes peeled for the reverse carry trade. All right,
Matt. Well, let me close this off. So as the yen continues to decline in value, you know, we sit around wondering what's going to happen next. And during this time of deep insecurity, I hope you'll tune in again to listen to us talk about the Kombini. Like Matt said, 160 yen is now about $1. You know, I'm not an old man, but I'm not a young man. I remember when the yen was 80 yen to $1, 78, I think. You're just printing money.
I remember that too.
You get that yen and you just send it to the States, you're making millions of dollars. Well,
I'm sorry.
All right, Matt. Yeah, you take it away. I feel crushed right now.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you like the podcast, please like it, share it. You can watch this on YouTube, and then you can follow us. We have a newsletter called Conveni Boys Newsletter. You can check that out on convenientboys.substack.com. Oh, Mike, I'll see you at the Conveni.
Yeah, man, I'll see you at the Conveni, and hopefully I'll have still some cash left over to, you know, pay for rent. And yeah, just be eating sticks and bars, Matt. All right, I'll see you at the Conveni.